Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We are back here live on WWGH Radio. It is Thursday, September the 8th, 2016, the day of the Popcorn Festival Parade, back here in the WWGH studios. This is Terry Tack, and I'm going to turn things over here to Scott Spears, who's with a very special guest right now. Mary Ellen Withrow.
Absolutely.
Scott, how's things going?
It's going very well. We're having a great afternoon here at the station. Mary Ellen usually comes in the third Thursday of the month, but has an engagement next week. So she's delighted us with her presence today. Mary Ellen, how are things?
Things are good, Scott.
Things are good.
Yes.
Do you? I love this time of year.
I do, too.
Fall.
Yes, right.
You have a birthday coming up? In about a month?
I do. Yes, I do. You remembered.
I remember coming to one of the special birthdays you have when you were still living in
Bethesda.
Mm-hmm. And I have a picture somewhere of you and I and Francis Strickland.
Yes. Yes. Well, that was a very nice event that day. George Kasotis arranged that for me.
That was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Francis Strickland, let's talk a little bit about that race. Mm-hmm. I've heard on some of the shows that people are writing Ted Strickland off. Do you think it's time to do that yet?
I hope not. I'm really hoping he's still in there. You don't write it off until it's over, really, you know.
What has happened? They were neck and neck about 2 months ago, and now the polls have widened a little bit.
Yes, they have. And I think Portman has picked up on his advertising, and I think that's what the difference is.
How much does advertising mean?
Well, I think it has its effect, you know.
Why in this presidential election has the advertising not meant as much to Donald Trump?
You know, that I thought about that yesterday because... he really doesn't have much on television, but he's on television all the time because the different stations pick him up all the time, so he really doesn't need to spend money on it.
Why do they do that? Do you think they want Trump on, or is Hillary not asking to be on?
I don't know which it is. My thought would be that he's... people are entertained by him, I think.
Do you find him entertaining?
Well, I like to watch him, and I like to hear what he has to say. And I, you know, he's said so many things that aren't true that you never know if anything's for sure or not. But he's fascinating to listen to.
We had a caller last hour who said he felt that Hillary did not look presidential last night, and Donald Trump did. What was your take on last night?
Well, she stood up. I think she should have stayed seated. She shouldn't even have mentioned his name. I think she became, when they brought up the emails, I noticed that it was, you could tell by her facial expression didn't change, but her eyes narrowed, and then she tried to explain it far too long. She should have kicked it off, you know.
Why is this the Achilles heel until the end of time for
her?
It
is, and that's the way it goes, because if they can have anything that they can resort to, they're going to use it.
Why does she have such a hard time explaining it?
I don't know. She tries to explain it, and it gets very involved. I think it's the lawyer in her that does it that way.
So many people have said that she had to know what the C stood for. Is it possible, from somebody who's worked in government, that you could overlook that?
You could, because what usually was the situation, it was across the top in different colored letters. I think it was usually red. And as I understand it, the C was put on by somebody other than what the stationery was printed on. So to me, that could be a reasonable mistake.
Why is it that she can't just say that and people will get off her back?
I don't know. sometimes you can't figure out how to explain things properly. She's had a lot of opportunity to explain it, and she hasn't got it worked out very well yet.
No, and it's...
And it should be, oh, and it's done, you know, but it isn't.
Now, the revelation this morning is that Colin Powell did direct her to do this and even gave her some advice on how to set up your computer to keep classified information away. Why did Colin Powell lie about saying that a few months ago?
I don't know. I hadn't even heard that.
Yeah, there's a story out this morning that they have pulled some emails where she emailed him 2 days after she became Secretary of State. And her first email starts out by saying, and I paraphrase, but that I need to ask you something important. I have a BlackBerry. How do I keep this all separate? And he said, he basically tells her how to do it, and he says, but don't talk too much about it, don't be overt about it. A few months ago, he said it had been months after that he brought it up to her, he wasn't going to be the scapegoat for this, that he never really told her how to do that. Well, this morning, apparently, we find out that that's not necessarily true, that he, 2 days after, he emailed her.
I'll tell you, you don't want to lie, because they're going to find out. That's the number one thing. You should not lie about things. Last night, I listened to Trump lie about being against the war when he was really in favor of it. I mean, I just don't like to hear people lie about things, and that's terrible if that's what happened with her emails.
Why do you think that she did not call him out on that?
I don't know.
A few months ago.
I don't know.
It's a shocking election. We're now 60 days away. Are you more nervous this go around than Romney and Obama?
Well, I probably am because I care more about it. But I feel she's going to win. I don't think Trump's going to win. I know it's very close now, but there could be... there could be a lot of things that could occur. We still have the debates. I hope to gosh she does better on the debates than she did last night. But, you know, it's, and I think that was a good practice for her last night, you know, for both of them, actually.
These debates, they're saying, are going to be watched by more people than watch the Super Bowl.
Yeah, right.
What this year has changed in politics that has made it so watchable? So followable.
Well, it's the two people that are involved in it, you know. I thought Obama would win at the last election. I wasn't that interested in it when Romney was running against him. I was the first time he ran because it was very historical to have a black person win the presidency, but I knew he had a tremendous organization, and I thought, well, there's no way that Romney's going to beat him. And then, of course, the 47% came out, and that just wiped it out. There could be something like that happen, too.
The way that Trump operates in debates, because we've seen him debate now with the Republican candidates, can he do that with her? Can he get up there and call her Crooked Hillary and do things that we've never seen before? Because he certainly did things in those Republican primaries that we had never seen before.
That's right. It's hard to say what angle he's going to take. And I, you know, that's the reason everybody wants to see it, because you just don't know what Donald Trump is going to show up.
Is it better, and I hate to put it this way, but is it better to lie and look presidential than tell the truth and look troublesome trying to tell
the truth? No, you don't want to lie because they're going to find out, and it makes you look terrible when you lie.
Why doesn't it hurt him?
I don't know.
Because my take on the debates at this point are going to be, because the next time we visit will be after the debate. Mm-hmm. I think he will get up and just make stuff up when he doesn't know the answer.
Yeah, he does. That's what he does. Yeah.
And he might come off better in the debate to the people who watch it, who don't watch the shows the next morning to hear that he made up half the stuff.
It could happen.
How does she combat that?
Well, I'm sure she's working on that right now, because last night was a good example of what could happen in a debate, because you never know what their questions are going to be, but you never want to lie, because when you lie about something, it makes you look terrible, I think. And I know it hasn't affected Trump, but it has with some people. There's a lot of people that it has affected, or they would be voting for him.
Why is he the Teflon candidate when it comes to making things up? As I was saying to the caller in the last hour, CNN did a poll this morning. 50% of the things he said were not truthful last
right,
night.
Right.
But people don't seem to care.
Well, I think a lot of people do care. I think it'll show up in the future. I don't think he's going to continue to do better. What he said about the generals last night, I thought was terrible in front of veterans. And there were generals there. I mean, can you imagine saying what he said in front of them?
He called them, what was the term he
rubble.
Said? Yeah.
Called him rubble.
Rubble.
And I thought it was terrible. And the other thing that was so bad was when he talked about what they had told him that was classified. You don't ever talk about that. He implied that Obama wasn't doing what he should be doing after he heard the classified information. He put that out there just to make him look bad, you know.
Now, isn't that what they're accusing her of doing, putting classified information out? I mean, didn't he basically commit the same error that they've claimed that she committed?
You know, I never thought of it that way, but you're right. You're right. You know, you think of things, don't you?
I have to think it through here. I don't want people coming back on me. But, you know, it's so strange, because that's exactly...
Yeah, that's right.
But they're not calling him about it this morning.
No. Well, I heard a lot said about him this morning.
I hate to bring this up, because I would think in 2016 it wouldn't be this way, but do you think the reason people think that he looked more presidential last night was because he was a man?
That had something to do with it. A lot of the people, there's going to be a certain percentage of people that won't support a woman. That's a fact. And then what he said about sex in the Army, did you hear that?
Yes. Yeah, he said.
That was another bad one.
Women should not be in the Army because there have been so many cases of sexual assault.
I mean, any woman that heard that, I would think, would be very upset with that statement.
Why is it, though, that he can say it and the polls don't... He's even with her right now nationally.
Yeah, but wait a couple days, see if anything occurred after that.
You think this will hurt him last night?
I think last night is going to hurt him, yeah.
In the long run, could it be feasible that he could be elected president just because she was a woman, and there is that certain percentage that will never vote for a woman?
Well, just think about it this way, Scott. There's more women than there are men.
Exactly. You know, and that's why you would think there would have been a woman president by now.
Yes, yeah.
You would think.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think there will be... Because I remember when President Obama won, they said there's going to be a group that will vote for him because he is African American, and a group that will vote for him because he, or not vote for him because he is. Mm-hmm. Is it the same with her?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because I don't hear or see the pushes in the women number. I mean, she's winning women, mm-hmm. but not by gigantic numbers. About 20%, I think it is.
Is it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Should she?
It's probably more than that if you really knew the. You know, those figures are all a little bit flexible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When it comes back here to Ohio, what is Governor Kasich's plan? Why did he get out of the Republican race not attend the convention, which was in Ohio, and not support Trump, and even has said he thinks Trump will lose Ohio. Why is he doing that?
I don't know, but I give him a lot of credit for that.
Do you think that it could be, we talked about this yesterday, that his term is up, 2018, he cannot run again. Mm-hmm. Do you think he wants to be president in 2020?
Well, you never know. You know, he may have the bug to the point where he's going to run again. I don't know. We'll have to wait and see on that one.
If Trump wins, it would seem to me he would have a harder time getting in 2020.
Yeah, I think so too.
So yeah. maybe he wants Hillary to win.
Well, maybe that's the case.
Why are party lines so strong that Donald Trump can say horrible things about John McCain and veterans?
Oh, I know, it's awful.
And McCain still supports him.
I can't understand. Well, he evidently thinks that it would hurt him politically if he didn't. I think that's what he's thinking, but I don't know. I tell you, there's so many things that are happening in this race that are, you can't figure out. That's one of them.
It's a bizarre year, bizarre time, and I'm not sure which way it's going to go. You know, honestly, I always felt that President Obama would be reelected because I just thought his numbers were not that low. Mm-hmm. But for some reason, 60 days out, Hillary cannot get her untrustworthy numbers up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, 60 days, I don't know what she can do.
Well, win the debates is the best thing, you know.
And there'll be three of them.
Yeah.
Do you think, I know there's a town hall one. That's the one where mm-hmm. Bill Clinton, really seized and passed George Bush. Really, yeah. People say he sewed up the election during that
debate. Yeah, because Bush looked at his watch.
You
never know what's going to happen in those, you know?
Do you think it's going to be hard for Trump to relate to the common people who will be asking him questions?
Yes. I think it is hard for him to relate to the common people because he's never been one.
The only thing that bothers me about Trump right now, the biggest thing, is that he's dyed his hair a certain color.
Orange.
Yeah, that when the light is on it, it turns green. I mean, have you seen this? And this is not political. I don't understand that.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know. Turns green.
Well, good. Yeah,
yeah, I mean, it was that's a sight. That's a total physical thing.
Yeah,
hey, Scott. Yeah. Hey, Terry.
I wonder if it was green because of all of his money.
It maybe could have been. You never know.
I really want to see his tax return. There are some things in that that we could go miles on, I'm sure.
You know, Mary Ellen, I wanted to ask you that. I mean, being a former treasurer, the tax returns are very important, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. I mean, everybody else has turned in their tax reforms, and they're not hitting on him enough about that.
Well, the birth certificate was such a big deal for him. I put that right in the same light as tax returns. Am I wrong about? I mean,
no, you're not. A tax return, because it's just like what came out about him giving money to that attorney general in Florida.
Oh yes,
you know that was there. You go and. There's reasons he doesn't want us to see his tax returns. You can be sure of that.
Now, that's interesting. That came out at the beginning of this week. Bondi, the attorney general down there in Florida.
Right.
Terry, I want you to get in on, because I don't think we've talked about this either. She was going to be investigating Trump University.
Yes, right.
He made a $25,000 donation to her campaign from his family foundation, which was illegal to begin with.
Yes. Now, hold on. Everyone's all over Hillary about the Clinton
Foundation.
That's
right.
Hold on here.
Pay to play.
Okay.
But then a few days after he makes this big donation, she dismisses the case.
Yes.
Isn't that like talking to someone on the tarmac, as they said?
Well, you know, $25,000 difference is what it is.
I mean, what's the difference here? I mean, supposedly Bill talked to Loretta, what's the lady's name from the...
Lynch.
On the tarmac, and that was a big deal.
Right.
Is this not in the same light as...
But, Mary Ellen, why does that not dominate the news cycle like the Clinton Foundation?
Yeah, that's what...
Well, it did for a couple of days.
But not...
It got knocked off by other things.
Yeah, but it's still... Hillary is still pay to play. They still... Yeah. Now, do you really think that Hillary took money to see people?
I don't. I really... She knows better than to do that. You know, she's a smart woman. And the foundation probably is causing her a lot of trouble now. It does a lot of good for the world. And they use everything they can use, you know.
Why did this smart woman make these mistakes that the FBI is called careless?
Well... The FBI, the head of the FBI is a Republican, okay? Yeah.
We'll leave it at that. I understand.
Okay.
That being said, does it mean more that he did not decide to go ahead and prosecute her?
Well, he made her life miserable by what he said. He didn't prosecute her because he didn't have anything to prosecute her on. But what he said in his explanation to the committee certainly has given her trouble.
Why did the Republican congressman drag him down there and put his feet to the fire for hours?
They were trying to get more out of him, you know.
Do you think that was... do you think if he had to do it all over again, he might leave that statement out of his speech? The careless statement.
Well... He's serving under a Democratic president. He would have to be careful. He could probably only go so far.
I want to talk a little bit more about Strickland. What to you are Ted Strickland's positives?
He is a wonderful person. He was a minister. He worked in the prison there in Lucasville. He was a good congressman for many years. I think his TV spots weren't as good as I would have liked to have had them. This last TV spot, I think, is good, where it shows him as a young boy and then when they lost their house in a fire and all of that is good. That should have been out there months ago. And he should be running a lot of things about Portman, and I didn't care for the Sedgway situation that he had on.
And I think we might be getting a call here. Caller, are you there?
Just one question I'd like to ask her. Whether or not she thinks sending a confidential or security email with a personal server is not careless.
Well, that server was used by her husband when he was president. I would think it would be a secure server.
Well, it's been proved that it's not. She said it was less secure than a Google mail.
But the president was using it. Stop and think about that.
Well, then it was wrong then, too.
Well,
if you're using a personal server...
Who said it was wrong? Nobody said that was wrong. Maybe it's the people that are investigating this that have made so much out of it.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you, caller. And if somebody would like to ask a question, 740-383-9944. That is the tenor, though, of a lot of the calls we get, Mary Ellen. That type of call.
Why do they think that a president having a server isn't a safe thing to do? I mean, if I was president of the United States and I had a server, nobody's going to get into it, are they?
I wouldn't think so.
I wouldn't think so either.
Why has this election come down to the email versus the tweet?
Well, yeah.
This is silly. I mean, it is really bizarre. And Donald Trump just puts his things out there, and people cover them.
Yeah.
It's the strangest thing in the world. And you say that over and over and over, but you look at it. I don't know. We hear day in day that people are going to vote independent because we got to pick the lesser of the two evils, or these people are both evil. How did they get the party's nomination if they're both evil? Somebody voted for them.
A lot of people voted for them, yeah.
Gary Johnson is polling fair this election. He's up in 10% nationally.
I guess he's not smoking weed anymore.
He gave that up, I think. Yeah, I think he finally let that go. I didn't expect that to be coming. That's so. You're right. I think he gave it up for the election.
He did. Yeah, it was wise.
You know, it's interesting.
Scott, maybe Mary Ellen's getting a little feisty for her birthday coming up.
Interesting. It's interesting that you mentioned that because the first story that I read this morning is that today is the day that marijuana becomes legal in Ohio.
I know.
Speak of the devil, there it is.
Did I see where Jill Stein got served with a warrant or something? One of the independent candidates.
I hadn't heard that.
I'm not sure what it was for, but I thought she got served some kind of like official court, like a warrant or something like
really?
That. Yeah, she's pulling a strong 2%. They said so.
Well, she's very impressive, but I don't know much about her. I was impressed with her.
Yeah.
I'm not sure where she came from.
Yeah,
but she came. We got another call. Okay, caller, are you there?
It's just me bothering you again.
Go right ahead and bother.
I guess why. What that Kleiner name? The Green Party?
Yeah.
Stein.
She apparently went to some site and spray painted a bulldozer.
Oh, that was it, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, that was what she did.
Yeah.
You know, I do have one question.
Go for it.
Okay. If Hillary wins, is it going to be a coronation? Or is it going to be or is it going to be a holy thing?
Well, I think it'll be normal. It'll be the normal inauguration.
Wait, is she going to settle for that?
Huh? Oh, sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, are you? Is that to imply that she wants highfalutin things?
No.
Okay.
You guys are sort of, you're the. Democrats there, so I figured you probably want more than that for this major event.
Well, I don't know that that's the case. I don't think that, as I've said, I hope we try to be fair, but the truth is the truth. I mean, we can't speak any different than the truth. What do you feel has been untruthful in this conversation?
I think it's a biased. You know, I've never had doubt about that. And it's fine. You know, you guys are certainly able to have your own opinions.
I want to tell you, I am biased because I know Hillary Clinton, and I think she's a tremendous woman.
Right, and there's nothing wrong with being biased.
Right, yeah.
But I don't feel biased. I just think I'm asking questions.
Scott tries to tell me he's neutral. He's Swiss.
Yes, I'm Switzerland.
Well, we better put him.
We make a lot of cuckoo clocks up there in Switzerland.
Yeah, we're going to get the old meter out there and see if that's the truth.
No, I'm telling you that it is. It's here's the thing, and it's the truth. Both calls we've had during this show, I think we would say, have been negative toward Hillary.
Yes.
So I have to give the opposing viewpoint. So I come off pro Hillary. When we get somebody who knocks Trump. Other than his hair, I'll try to.
Both me and the other fellow have both said that they will not apologize for Trump at all. That they have no use for him.
Who said they wouldn't apologize for him?
That other fellow that called in earlier.
Oh yeah, he wouldn't
apologize. Well, here's the thing. What do you think about Gary Johnson this morning going on Morning Joe and getting confused about parts of the world? Isn't that a problem?
I don't know. I didn't see it.
I mean, I really think he should get to geography class.
What happened this morning? I didn't hear that.
Oh, he went on Morning Joe, and Mike Barnicle, who's one of the people on there, asked him about Aiello, the place in the place where the terrorists are.
Yes.
And he didn't know. He said when he asked Gary Johnson, he said, "What do you think about Aiello?" And he said, what's that?
He thought he was the lead singer.
There's the next President Johnson, folks. There he comes.
Was it his weed? Maybe it was too much weed he smoked.
he might be back on this stuff this morning.
Well, it's legal today, so you don't know.
Legal today in Ohio. Caller, any other questions?
Nope, that's all I had.
Feel free to chime back in anytime. Thank you. Anybody can call in 740-383-9944 with 16 minutes left. Hopefully Mr. McFeely's en route.
We haven't seen him yet. I wanted to see him.
I hope he didn't get lost. Oh, we're getting another call.
There's Mr. McFeely.
Maybe this is him. Now he heard us. Caller, are you there?
I think you need to stipulate that medical marijuana is legal in
Ohio. Oh, okay.
Yes.
Medical marijuana.
You know, and I think that is just a just thing, and there's a lot of people, and a lot of it's stuff that they have in liquids, not even smokable or whatever, and that's going to allow people to not have seizures and stuff. I don't think that's a bad thing, and I think what they use that for, it doesn't even cause hallucinations. It's just an extract of the marijuana. I really think it's a problem when we devilize a drug to the point where we can't even use it for legitimate purposes. That's all I needed to say, but thanks anyway.
I thank you.
I think you're absolutely right. It is a good thing, because if people need it, then they can have it, I'm sure.
I don't think there's a demonization of it in Ohio. I would hope not.
No.
Because medical marijuana, I think, is important. Glaucoma certainly has some issues with that. But I don't think Johnson has a medical issue.
Well, I don't know.
He might have. We don't know.
Does it help your memory? Maybe it'd help his memory.
Well, you know, if it helps your memory, we all need it.
Exactly. Yeah, it might have to jog us all around. Yeah. But you know, you would think, does he even have campaign advisors?
You know, I don't know. He and Weld always look sort of amusing to me because... they have amusing faces.
Weld reminds me of his father.
Yeah.
Like he's sitting there saying, don't screw up.
Yeah.
And I think when he left that morning, Joe, this morning, Weld probably took him to the woodshed and said, you didn't do your homework on this. What is wrong with you?
You know, you have to be so careful what you say. I think about some things that had been said. People trying to help, and one of them was Madeleine Albright, you know, making that remark. That didn't do Hillary any good, and here she was only trying to help, but it just backfired on her. And there's been other remarks since then, people trying to help, and they don't, because you just have to be very, very careful.
You really do. It has become such a sensitive society.
Uh-huh, it is, yeah.
Well, I mean, with the inception of social media, too. I mean, anything you say, they're going to take and run with it. It's either going to be tweeted by Donald Trump, or it's going to end up on Facebook or something like that.
The media, I think, has changed the process.
Yeah, well, you know, we used to have Common Cause. I think I've talked about this before. And I don't hear anything from them anymore. Sometimes they wouldn't come out with the results until it was after the election. But we have Fact Check today, which is very efficient and very good. But you really want to know what is true and what isn't true, because they, you know, say all of these things and you're not sure because you don't know the details, you know.
Well, that's true, and that's why I like groups like CNN, who came on immediately this morning.
Okay, yeah.
And said, now, this was dishonest, this was partially right, and this was completely the truth.
Yeah, right.
And but are people interested in the truth? People are still dinging Hillary on Benghazi. And I don't know that there's any truth in that story.
No, they've gone through that over and over and over, spent millions of dollars trying to find something.
Do you think more people will vote in this election than any election in history?
Well, I don't know. After hearing people say, I don't know who to vote for, maybe they aren't going to vote. I hope they, if they don't vote for the presidential candidate, that they vote for the local people and the state people, because we really need to have good people in office locally. They're the ones that answer to us, the people that are right here in Marion County. We can talk to them and tell them if we don't agree with something, and you can't always do that with a presidential candidate.
And we do have some big elections locally, a sheriff's race, two commissioner races,
right.
Very important stuff.
Right.
And I think some school board issues as well
right.
up this year. When it all comes down to be said and done, if Donald Trump becomes president, is this more of a danger than if Mitt Romney had, if John McCain had?
Oh, I think absolutely. Because you can't really trust what he would do. I think they are more level-headed people. And I would say that that's correct, yeah.
If you had Obama and you had Hillary, as far as presidents go, who would make the better president?
Well, Hillary's had a lot more experience. She's got the experience. I tell you, it's hard to find the kind of experience she's had.
It really is.
Yeah.
But people overlook it.
Yeah,
she can't seem to get traction on that.
Mm-hmm.
And do you think her campaign has been ran well?
Well, I'll tell you what I felt they should have been doing all along is talking more to the press. And they've started doing it now. I think they should have been talking to the press all along.
Why do you think she wasn't?
I think she was afraid to. I think she thought they would, I think the email thing was probably the main thing that kept her from talking to the press. But after that information came out, she still wasn't talking to the press until the other day.
Do you think she did well when she finally did?
Yes, I thought she did. And back in the beginning, do you remember seeing the people, the press people running, trying to catch her? She was evading the press back then. She shouldn't do that.
Yeah, I don't know. It could have been a fear. Do you think it's because of her experience as First Lady and as Senator and as Secretary of State that she's apprehensive?
Yes, I do. But you've got to have the press. I mean, that's important.
You know, one of the big issues that I see is that we can't really ding Donald Trump on any policy he's ever made, because he's never been in office.
Right.
She's been in office for a long time.
That's what I've said all along. When you run for office for the first time, you talk about what you want to do. When you run for re-election, you defend what you have done. It's a totally different ballgame. And she has been in, not president, but she's been in other offices and other positions. Being First Lady is quite a position, too. But besides that, being the senator from New York, she did a lot of good as senator from New York that I think the New York people really appreciate her.
The last caller we talked to basically says her career, and I don't, if you're listening, caller, call back in. But basically, the consensus is that her career is a career of non-truths. Let's talk about the good things she's done. What has she done?
Well, she's worked with children her whole life. When she was in Arkansas, the children's, what do they call that? I forget the name of it. She did that. And she was even on the committee that looked into President Nixon. Remember that? She was on that committee?
She did work for
that. Yes, think about that. That was quite a committee. And then being First Lady, you are having different projects and you're really watched as a First Lady. And then, of course, as Senator, she increased the money that the people received that had been in the 9/11 situation where they couldn't get help on their health care and everything. She helped a lot in that. And she helped veterans. I was trying to remember. There was something about the veterans that she had done, and she was very strong with the veterans last night. I could not understand how Trump could talk about generals the way he did last night in front of all the veterans and the generals that were there. It was terrible.
And people will still support him.
Yeah, I suppose they will. I don't know.
What do you think, when we look back on this, because we're only 60 days away, and the next time we speak, we'll only be 30 days away. When we look back on this election,
what are we going to talk about,
Scott?
Well,
nothing. I don't know.
Well, we'll talk about what she's doing in office. That's probably what we'll talk about.
Well, that's right.
Excuse me, okay.
Yeah, we'll have to talk. Yeah, you're right. We'll have to talk about what's happening then. How do you think Obama is going to be regarded in history?
Oh, I think he'll be regarded as a good president. He's done some tough things. I mean, taking over from that mess that he took over. My gosh, you know.
Yeah, he's...
He reestablished the auto industry. And I'm trying to think of the right word. He's very diplomatic, and he gives wonderful speeches and explains to the public what's going on. I think he's been a great president.
And if Hillary does get elected and becomes a good president, will this all go away in the first term, or in 2020 will we be talking about emails and Benghazi? It'll never go away.
I hope not. I think I've had enough of the email situation, as Bernie said.
Yeah, yeah.
And where's Bernie been?
He's in New Hampshire.
Well, he hasn't been doing much to help, has he?
No. Resting, I think.
Oh, okay.
I think he rest. But he, I think on this week he did start campaigning for her in New Hampshire.
Oh, did he?
I think he did.
Okay.
I think he did.
Okay.
And Michelle Obama, I think, started this week.
Oh, good. Okay. And Joe Biden.
And Joe Biden's.
Mary Ellen, I have a question. Do you think that a good ally for her is going to be Sherrod Brown also, too, here in Ohio?
Probably.
He seems to be doing a lot of work.
He's a strong supporter, right. Yes, yeah. Here in Ohio, he'll do her a lot of good. Yeah.
Will Governor Kasich's inactivity do her a lot of good?
I think so, yes. I think his stance on things have been a big help.
Did you ever think you would see the day where the sitting governor of Ohio
no.
would not support the... Yeah, didn't even have to finish the question
no.
on that one. Didn't have to go there.
I knew the answer.
Never in my wildest dreams would I have ever thought that.
Should he have gone to the convention?
No. Why would he?
I was there.
I know you were, but you're not governor of Ohio.
No, but the Democratic mayor of Cleveland.
Well, that's was different. There. That's different.
A lot of people say he should have went and said, because they've dinged him on this. He should have got up and said, "I'm thankful the convention's here is bringing business to Ohio. Thank you. Goodbye."
Well, that's their opinion. I think what he did took a lot of strength. And I'm impressed with him for doing that. Okay? How'd you like that statement?
That's a good one. That's a good one. Impressed,
that's what we call short
impressed
and sweet.
With the governor for doing what he did.
Right.
Did it turn out that he's a man who sticks by his convictions?
Yes. That showed me he could say no. And I think it was a good thing what he did.
What about the Bushes? Good thing what they're doing?
Yes. If they don't like him, why should they support him? You know, he was very nasty to them.
I think there's a possibility. We're getting another call? Okay, let's take it. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, just as a John F. Kennedy Democrat, I like her opinion on, it just seems to me like the JFK Democrats were like, don't ask what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country. Do you think that today's Democrats are turning more socialist?
Oh, that could be. I think Bernie had an effect. You know, he was out there all over the country getting votes, and I think that all had an effect.
And I don't think that's a good thing. What's your thoughts on that?
I think it's not a good thing either. I was very upset with him being in the race. And I think I've said that before.
Okay. Thank you very much. I really appreciate your opinions.
Okay. Thank you. And we have about 2 minutes left in the program, we say? 2 minutes left? Okay. 740-383-9944. 1 minute now. And still no Mr. McFeely.
I know.
This is awful.
And I wanted to see him.
I know. We all want to
yes,
see him.
Yes, right.
Here with his mail. through sleet and rain.
Yeah.
It's not working today.
And well, it's not doing anything out there. He should be here.
Maybe he stopped by the convention center in Cleveland to say thank you, everybody. I don't know. It's an interesting life. It's an interesting campaign. And it's always a pleasure to have you on, Mary Ellen.
Well, you know, it's always a pleasure to be on, Scott. I just really enjoy doing it.
Thank you so much. And thank you for listening. Coming back in about 15 minutes, possibly Mr. McFeely here. You never know. We're going to hope so. Stay tuned.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, The Talk Place. For legendary comedian Dick Gregory.
I just sent my prayer to the real God. I said, hey man, there are some Negroes that deserve cancer, but I am